Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And it's out a bit later this week. That's because this week's show focuses on the Premier Division playoff final on Monday afternoon. We're going to be joined by James Gordon shortly from a Warrington Town perspective, as well as Ant Taylor from a Scarborough Athletic point of view. But before that, for a general catch-up, as well as to discuss the playoff semi-finals from Tuesday night, it's a big welcome back to the show now to the one, the only, it's Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. How are they?
How are you doing, Ben?
Just to let everyone know how the magic of radio works, we're recording this show pretty much alongside the Step 4 show. However, the Step 4 show will be out on Friday night. So if you've not listened to the Step 4 show, have a listen. However, if you listen to it now, it'll be out of date because the final's at Step 4 on Saturday afternoon. But we're just letting you know that the NPL show this week has been recorded before any final in any of the NPL divisions. So we're not even going to reference it and what happened on Saturday afternoon. All we're focusing on this week on the NPL show is the Premier Division playoffs. James, let's touch upon what happened on Tuesday night then. Let's start with South Shields and Warrington Town. That was a bit of a thriller, to say the least. It finished 1-1 after extra time, and it went to penalties and a dramatic penalty shootout as well. Warrington Town winning by 6-5 in the end. Dan Atherton saving 2 penalties on the night. Miles Boney saving 1.5 penalties. We'll be in from James Gordon in a second, but congratulations to Warrington. Commiserations to South Shields. What's your thoughts?
Really, really tough match from what I've seen too. And with £5 both sides, it was an unpredictable match there. I think, go back 2 years ago, Warrington, same sort of way going into a playoff. You can't predict anything in this league this year, and it's come round once again.
Spoilers, by the way, just with the way we're recording the show this week, we have to tell you what happened in the other playoff semi-final, but Scarborough were victorious in that game. So it sets up this playoff final on Monday, where Warrington Town will be travelling to the North Yorkshire coast to take on Scarborough Athletic. And for a view now from Warrington Town, now ahead of that playoff final on Monday, let's hear from James Gordon, media officer at Warrington Town, who I caught up with on Thursday afternoon. Well, James, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations for that victory on Tuesday night up at South Shields. Drama, drama, drama. How's your heart rate and all that after Tuesday?
You know me, Ben. I'm a relatively calm person. It was a brilliant match. I thought it was a really good. The game started in really like frantic tempo, and it didn't quite stay frantic for the whole game. But I just thought it was a really good, entertaining game, and you know. Obviously, did commentary on the game, and we had loads of people. I think we had 2,500 listeners for the game. You know, fans from South Shields, fans from Warrington, fans from other teams, and you know, we've had a lot of comments from it that people who listened to the game enjoyed it. Do you know what I mean? So that's always a sign that it's a good game when people have listened to it and they're saying it was an enjoyable game. Let alone obviously the 2,000 odd people that were there on the night.
So it goes to penalties. That in itself was an event, wasn't it? Really.
Yeah, well, obviously they scored. I mean, they actually had a penalty shootout that finished 6-5 in the FA Cup. I think it was the last season before the COVID, which South Shields prevailed that time. And obviously, I think the first 4 penalties were scored for both teams. And then Mark Roberts had his saved and South Shields had the chance to win it. Now, you know, Mark Roberts is at the twilight of his career, probably going to retire at the end of the season, I guess. And that would have been a really cruel way for him to go out. And then obviously the goalkeeper saved 2 in a row, and obviously Evan Gum scored in between to win it for Warrington. But big seesaw, and I think Miles Boney got really close to saving one of the other penalties, and I think a lot of the people listening could hear the cheers. Actually, it sounded like he'd saved it, and then it cracked in, and it was just a thriller. It was a bona fide thriller, basically.
I think that was Mitch Duggan's penalty that nearly he guessed the right way, didn't he, Boney?
He sort of pushed it to the top corner, but most of the crowd got up and cheered. And obviously, if you were listening, you'd have thought he saved it, and then it snuck in. So,
but speaking of saves, what a save from Atherton to win the thing. I mean, it wasn't a bad penalty, was it? Really, but a fantastic save.
No, that's right. I think that's the thing when I think people are always a bit critical, aren't they, of penalty takers? But sometimes the goalie just pulls one off, and you know, goalkeepers have nothing to lose in some ways in the penalty shootout. And Dan's a pretty He's a pretty athletic, pretty agile goalie. He loves a dive. I think even if a shot was going out for a throw, he'd have a dive. So he's obviously guessed the right way and pulled off a great save. And actually, he has worked on his penalties this year, because I think he saved one against Witten on Easter Monday, and that was the first one he'd saved. To be honest, he'd probably admit himself he'd got nowhere near any of the others he's had this season. And I know that he has been working on that, and the second one was a brilliant save.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, well, that then takes us to this playoff final then on Monday, taking on Scarborough. Warrington have obviously been here before. The circumstances this time round, though, are a lot better in the fact you know that if you win this playoff final, you're definitely promoted, which is already a bonus, I'm going to suggest. But what's the mood amongst the Warrington faithful, do you feel, heading into this playoff final? Because it does feel like unfinished business.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Super Player final defeat is probably the most gut-wrenching experience I've ever had in football. To obviously win the playoffs and then still not be able to go up is pretty cruel, especially when you look at some of the restructuring that's happened in lower leagues that's enabled teams to jump up the leagues. And, you know, Warrington has sat there. You know, South Shields probably feel the same about being top of the league after 30-odd games, you know, and COVID it the other year. So certainly unfinished business is a good way of looking at it. I think a lot of Warrington fans are quite happy that Warrington are probably going to be, will be underdogs going to the game, just like they were on Tuesday night. So I think there's probably a bit more pressure on Scarborough maybe than there is on Warrington to do something. I think, you know, it's anyone's game, isn't it, on the day. And, you know, hopefully from a Warrington perspective, they're able to do it. I expect a lot of fans to travel up, and I think Warrington haven't got a great record at Scarborough, which is the only probably the only thing that's the only worry, I guess. You know, they've not particularly, because Scarborough played off the park twice this season, really, and won 2-0 both times. So there's going to need to be a turnaround.
I don't know if you heard the MPL show when we were previewing these playoffs, and Berkey quoted Michael Clegg at Ashley United, who was confident after the Manchester Premier Cup, before the Manchester Premier Cup game against Hyde, because Ashton had lost to Hyde twice that season already, and no team loses three times. there is an argument to say that. But like you say, Scarborough have pretty much had Warrington's number when you played each other, like you say, 2-0 in both occasions. So without giving too much away or anything like that, how do you feel you can overcome them this time round and make it third time lucky?
Well, I mean, it's funny, that theory, because if you look at the teams in the top four teams, the only Warrington lost twice to South Shields, Matlock and Scarborough in the normal season. The only team out of the top four they got points off was Buxton, and they drew Buxton twice. So that Michael Clegg's theory, probably, if that's a scientific theory, then Warrington are onto a winner. But
just to warn you, Runcorn Linnets broke that theory on Tuesday themselves. But anyway, carry on.
I think Scarborough, obviously, they've always well supported. You know, I like, you know, it's really, really nice ground, nice facility. Obviously, they've got the artificial surface, which, of course, gives a little bit of an advantage, I suppose, to the home team, because they're used to the bounces and the quirks of it more so than the visiting teams. I think my impression of Warrington's probably been that Warrington have been pretty settled in the playoff spots for quite a while. It would have been a bit of a surprise if Warrington hadn't made the playoffs. And part of me just wondered whether a few of them players did have a little bit of another level to go to in the playoffs. And I feel like we sort of saw a bit of that on Tuesday night. Certainly after half time, Warrington were the better team against South Shields. And I think that's Warrington have obviously got to play a lot better on Monday than they did in the two league games, you know, and I'm sure they'll be looking at, well, obviously they'll be desperate to do that. Scarborough have been, I think Scarborough are probably the form team, aren't they, since November? I think they only lost two games. So they've got the form, and I think a lot, when Scarborough first went on the run, a lot of people were saying, oh, well, they're having a bit of a purple patch, you know, they might fall off, but they literally, from November, they've just been solid as a rock, haven't they, really? So they'll go into the game as favourites, and it's up to Warrington to sort of upset that.
Yeah, I mean, just a thought on Matt Beasley as well, because it's easy to forget, given, you know, like you touched upon, Warrington have been in the playoff positions all year round, but it's easy to forget, really, that there has been a change of manager during that time. So it's quite a remarkable achievement, and goes to show the continuity and the work that went in from Matt, from Paul, from Toby, just to pass the baton along smoothly, and it has been smooth, I think.
Yeah, obviously that, you know, obviously Paul was a manager and obviously Matt was his assistant, obviously got to the Super Playoff, and I'm sure Paul probably would have liked to have finished the job himself. You know, he got an offer that he couldn't turn down and he moved on. And, you know, Mark, to be fair, at one point, Bees was very like, oh, if Paul's going, I'll have to go as well, sort of thing. But they had the conversation, and obviously Bees was encouraged to stay at Warrington. And then I don't really think the chairman entertained anything else other than giving Mark the job full time and ongoing. And that meant that there wasn't much. And, you know, because often when clubs change manager, you see a massive player turnover, whereas, you know, Warrington has still basically got the same squad they had before, and they've had that continuity. You know, obviously Dave Raven came in as assistant and he's added some different things, but I think there's a lot to be said about continuity and sticking with players and trying to work with the players you've got. Yeah, of course you always want to add players in positions if you're short or if you feel a better player comes along, but I do think there's a lot to be had by keeping a settled squad and a settled team. And you go into this playoff game and lads, it's the same players that played in the league games. That'll be at the back of the mind, and they can use that as a way of motivating them or as a way of learning to do better in this game.
And final thought, James, as well, just about the coverage, because I think we saw a huge crowd at the Flamingo Land Stadium on Tuesday night. That was for the semi-final. For the final, and with Warrington, got a decent size away following for this. It's going to be a big crowd, so there's going to be plenty of people listening on the radio as well on Monday. So how people could tune in and the coverage that's being provided from yourselves on Monday?
Yeah, so Warrington have obviously got Mixlr channel, mixlr.com/TheYellows. You can listen to me and Matt Turner on there. I think we're going out on Lund Radio, I believe, as well. So if you want to listen to our coverage, it's on there. I think the Scarborough equaled the Northern Premier League high crowd of the season, didn't they? I think on Tuesday night, 2,676, if my memory serves me correctly. So they'll be hoping to, I suppose it's fitting that the final has the highest crowd of the season, and hopefully that's where it'll get to.
Well, James, big thank you for joining us, and best of luck on Monday. And yeah, good luck with the coverage as well.
Cheers, Ben.
James Gordon there, media officer from Warrington Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. James Hayes is still with us. James, let's touch upon the team who Warrington will be taking on Monday. That's Scarborough Athletic. 2-1 was the result on Tuesday night. And again, that was pretty dramatic. We teed up, didn't we, about Matlock Town's defensive record in the build-up to the game. And it was looking like it was heading that way with the scorelines tied with 16 minutes to go. Then Scarborough go 2-0 up pretty quick towards the end of the game. Liam Hughes getting a goal back in added time to make it a bit nervy. 2,676 in attendance. A lot to unpack from Tuesday night at the Flamingo Land Stadium.
Yeah, first of all, the attendance-wise, that's the joint top attendance of the season, matching with South Shields against Stafford in the league. So that takes some doing as well. Both league games were 0-0. Two terrific strikes there from Scarborough to win the game. Scarborough had a home advantage. So it's going to be interesting now to see what happens in this final.
Yeah, Scarborough's run as well, we have to say. I mean, it's the immovable object in Warrington who've been, we've jokingly said it, but they've been fifth for ages, haven't they? Or there or thereabouts. Scarborough Athletic, the team who in November were nowhere near the playoffs, and here we are right at the end. Scarborough Athletic taking on Warrington Town. We've already touched upon the coverage that's available from a Warrington Town point of view. Let's hear now from a Scarborough perspective. And this is the Coast commentator, Ant Taylor, will be leading the commentary team on Monday afternoon in North Yorkshire. And I caught up with Ant on Thursday evening. Well, Anne, a big thank you for joining us, and a big congratulations to every Scarborough supporter for getting through to the playoff final on Monday. Close game, though, wasn't it, on Tuesday night against Matlock? How was it?
Yeah, it was. It was really attacking from both ends. Probably best end-to-end game that I've seen in a long time. Matlock, in first half, they had the chances and that, but obviously it's about conversions and stuff, and they hadn't got the ball over the line, but they did hit the post early on. It was really edgy, on edge of my seat all the way through it. And then in second half, I'm at 74th minute, Ashley Jackson, who I only just realised today, actually scored against us in a playoff semis when he was at Ossett Town about 3 or 4 years ago. Four years, I think. So, to return the favour, I think all's forgiven now, Ashley.
But going into the game, you say it was end-to-end stuff. It was destined to go to penalties, basically, because you've played Matlock twice already, 0-0 in both games, and Matlock's defensive record was, let's say solid going into the playoffs. Were you surprised, you know, because I know you do research before the games, were you surprised it was so attacking and end-to-end and thrilling the way it was?
Yeah, it's one of them, you know, the last two games it's been, this season's been 0-0. Like I said during the commentary, we have beaten them at our ground before, a couple of, you know, when Steve Kittrick was in charge, funny enough. I think it was his last game at Matlock, to be honest. We've beaten them there. They've beaten us at their ground, and I think we've also nicked it at their ground as well. So they're not very high-scoring games. We, you know, that's what makes it more edgier, though, when because the last two games with us have been 0-0 games. But it's still been exciting games. The games that I've been there, and they have been exciting games. It's just that on them days we've not been able to get any goals. But luckily enough, there were three goals, and two of them were for Scarborough.
And that one goal that Matlock got back, it was, I mean, I'll get to the crowd in a second, but did it get a bit nervy at that point?
It was nervy. Obviously, I've been there when we played Nantwich and we're 2-0 up with them, only like 3-4 minutes to go, and we've still lost the game twice, 3-2 at their ground and our ground. So, you know, when it comes to things like that, it does get a bit edgy. You could probably feel a bit of tension within the crowd when it came. You know, I was looking back at the highlights today, and you could see there was a few mistakes in there. And, you know, by the way Matlock had set up, you'd think that they would score. I'm just glad that they did score near the end. Made a little bit nervy with that, but obviously the ref blew the whistle not too long after that. So, you know, it was all relaxed, and then it was on to listen to the South Shields Warrington game where we're going. I think now I'm more nervous about that, but Shields, so we're going to stay at home. So, you know, either way, when I looked at it, who do we want to play, South Shields or Warrington? It's one of them, you know, which one do you really want? But I'm glad we got the home tie, we've got the home advantage. Hopefully that will count.
And then when they go back to, you know, how Scarborough got to this point, not just, you know, the semi-final win over Matlock, but just the run you've been on, because you're taking on Warrington, who've been, I think it's, we'd be jokingly saying Warrington have been fifth now since 4 years ago or so, but it's true, they've been a permanent fixture pretty much in and around the playoffs for donkey's years now. And Scarborough before Christmas were nowhere really. So how impressive has this second half to the season been, do you feel, for Jonathan Greening's side?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I think when it all clicked was when we were away at Bamber. It was that really bad storm. We thought Bamber were going to call the game off. We got there, the pitch looked really nice. It didn't afterwards. It got it all cut up, and we beat him. I think it was 2-3-0 or something. And then from then on, we had a couple little blips away at South Shields and away at Nantwich, but other than that, it's been amazing. You know, come the start of this season, the way we were getting thumped 6-0 by FC United and all that, I won't be thinking where we are now. But Jono's got the team, the chairman's really got behind the manager, Jono, and all that. And the lads have really put in, you know, 110 every time. And they've done really well. And I think that team spirit has gotten through this. They're very skillful players. There's a lot of players. And then obviously you can look at Bailey coming back from injury. Simon Eslop in midfield has been great. Colville getting a signing on him. Who's our top goal scorer, has done really good. So for picking player at season, it'd be a very hard one to pick in regards to that. But the team's done amazing though this season.
Out of all the playoffs, I think there wasn't too many where the home advantage actually counted, and this was one of them, this victory for Scarborough. Just to touch upon the crowd, 2,676, remarkable scenes. You know, I've been to that stadium a few times, and it was packed, wasn't it? How are preparations going for Monday, hosting the playoff final? And what's the mood amongst the supporters after Tuesday night scenes?
The crowd was amazing, and obviously it really probably helped the lads on the pitch as well. There were noise. I know a lot of people, and even myself, harp on to, you know, the old ground and that where Lidl is now. You know how the atmosphere felt like that, and it did. at times, you know, the crowd were really behind him, and it was really good. The fan base here at the moment are very buoyant. You know, I like to keep myself a bit more grounded, but I'm finding I was at work today after the game on Tuesday, the day off Wednesday, and either the rest. All I was thinking about was Monday and just, you know, will we or won't we kind of thing, you know, what will happen and, you know, just imagining what will happen. But tickets are going well there. I think they're bringing them out in batches at the moment. Season ticket holders getting first pick of it. And I think it's now opened up to shareholders, like, you know, who don't have season tickets but pay, you know, that amount of money a year to become a member. So they opened up at 4 o'clock today. And I think it's on general sale from 9 o'clock this evening for everybody else. So we're looking to even beat that crowd on Tuesday night as well, the way it's going.
Which would be amazing, wouldn't it? And just speaking about the importance of Monday's game, going back to, you know, the club's founding back in, reforming back in 2007, is it safe to say that this is the biggest game in the new club's history, do you feel?
I feel like every game that we play is the biggest game, but out of all of them, because of where, you know, where we are at the moment, it is. You know, I think I put a tweet out saying our last two games, because obviously we've got another cup game midweek after that, our last two games are literally cup finals. And it is important. I think every game that we have, you know, it helps move the club forwards, and that's what we're going to do. So every game, you know, when it comes, you know, wherever we are next season, hopefully maybe in the league above, that'll be our next big game. And then the game after that will be our next big game. And that's how it's probably going to be for a long time. You know, we've got ourselves sorted. We've got a stadium. We've got at home. We've got the fan base here. You know, the club are doing amazing things with the community. I've got to harp on with that because they are doing a great job. You know, making everyone, you know, making it all inclusive for everyone and that. So it's great. And every moment, every game to me is a big game anyway. So
excellent. And just before you go, just a quick plug for the coverage, because like you say, there's going to be loads of people there. We are recording this on Thursday, so I'm imagining when this goes out on Saturday night, it will be a sellout or near as good as it. So this is the coast. How could people tune in on Monday, because they might need to?
Yeah, I want to. You know, all the people that were listening in on Tuesday night, we had people listening from the States. We had people listening from Tasmania. You know, we had people, you know, they were sending me flags from countries I didn't even know existed. But we literally, them goals that we commentated on Tuesday night literally went around the world. And it's great fan base that we've got, you know, people who can't get to the game, who used to live here, people who just followed us from back in the day. So it's really good. So if you do want to listen in, you can do. It is www.thisisthecoast.co.uk/extra. And that is the website. There'll be a little link on there to listen to me and Paddy on Monday. And hopefully you can all join us and let us know where you're listening from, if you're a Scarborough fan or not. But it'll be, either way, it should be a very entertaining match.
Well, Ant Taylor, I can't wish you more luck than Warrington, for obvious reasons. But hope football's the winner on Bank Holiday Monday. And good luck with the coverage. Big thanks for joining us.
No, that's all right, Ben. Thank you very much.
Ant Taylor there, lead commentator from This Is The Coast, joining us there on the Pitching In NPL show. And James, that's it for this impromptu NPL show this week. Just before we go, we mentioned the two commentaries that are available. How could people keep across the social media stuff as well? I'm assuming there'll be little video links and stuff like that on Twitter and Facebook as the afternoon progresses too.
Yeah, so obviously you've said the two commentaries already. This Is The Coast and Yellows will be covering it live. I'll be there with football webpages on the Twitter with Northern Premier League on the day, Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, official Northern Premier for all of them.
Great stuff. Well, James says a big thank you for joining us for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big good luck to both Scarborough Athletic and Warrington Town on Monday afternoon. And we'll find out what happened. And we'll be having some post-match reaction as well on next week's NPL show. But from everyone here, have a lovely bank holiday weekend. And you'll be hearing from us again very soon. Bye-bye.